Because of who you are, we give you glory. Because of who you are, we give you praise. Because of who you are, Lord, we lift our voice and sing. Our God, we worship you. Because of who you are. Yes, sir. Because of who you are, we give you glory. Yes. Because of who you are, we give you praise. Because of who you are, Lord, we lift our voice and sing. Our God, we worship you. Because of who you are, my God, I worship you. Because of who you are, yes, because of who you are, Lord, I give you glory, my comforter, my counselor, my teacher, the glory and the lifter up of my head, my deliverer, the captain of this host, the joy and the rejoicing of my heart, the ever-loving, the ever-faithful, dependable, reliable God. You are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Because of who you are, I gave you praise. Because of who you are, Lord, I lift my voice and sing. My God, I worship you. Because of who you are, my God, I worship you. Because of who you are, that's why our confidence is in the Lord, the author of salvation. Our hope we keep in Him alone, the author of creation. We will not fear the evil day, because we have a refuge in every circumstance we know. Our hope is built on Jesus. He is a fortress. We will never be shaken. He is a fortress. We will never be shaken. He is a fortress. fortress, we will never be shaken. We will put our trust in God. We will put our trust in God. We put our trust in God. We will put our trust in God. I will put my trust in God. I will put my trust in God. In the daytime, I will put my trust in God. Therefore, may the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the Lord our God, the God of Jacob, arise this morning for our defense. May the Lord send us help from the sanctuary and strengthen us out of Zion. May the Lord remember all our offerings and accept our burnt sacrifice this morning. May the Lord grant us according to our heart desire. May the Lord fulfill all our purpose. We will rejoice in the salvation of our God. We will rejoice in the name of our God. We will set up our banners. For the Lord shall fulfill our petition. Now we know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer us from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Because some put their trust in chariots and some trust in horses. But we will put our trust in the name of the Lord. Those who put their trust in chariots and horses, they are bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright. For the Lord is with us like a mighty man of war. For the Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is the strength of our life. Of whom shall we be afraid? Even when the wicked came up against us to eat up our flesh, when our enemies and our foes rose up against us, they stumbled and they fell. When an army encamped against us, our hearts shall not fear, though war may rise against us in these. We will be confident. One thing we have desired of the Lord, that we will seek after, that we will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our lives, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire at his temple. For in the time of trouble, the Lord shall hide us in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide us. He shall set us high upon a rock. For our head shall be lifted up above all of our enemies around us. Therefore, the voice of rejoicing and salvation shall abide in the tabernacle of the prevailers. Therefore, we shall offer sacrifices of joy in the house of the Lord in his tabernacle. Therefore, we will sing. Yes, we will sing praises to the Lord. For the Lord shall hear when we call. In his mercy, he will answer us. For the Lord has spoken. Seek my face, and our heart has responded. Your face, O Lord, we shall seek. The Lord's face shall not be hidden from us. Neither shall the Lord turn us away in anger. For the Ancient of Days has been our help. Neither will he leave us nor forsake us. For it's the God of our salvation, our refuge, our fortress, our helper, our maker, our deliverer, our provider, our sustainer, our defender, our shield, the joy and the rejoicing of our heart. Therefore, when our father and our mother forsake us, our Lord and our God, our King, the head of this church, the author and the finisher of our faith, he will take care of us. For it will teach us his way and lead us in the smooth path. Because of our enemies, for the Lord shall rescue and deliver us from the expectation of the ungodly. It will silence our mockers. It will raise us up. For he has planted our feet upon the rock. He has established our going. Therefore, we will not lose heart unless because we have believed, we will yet see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Therefore, I speak this morning unto every soul under the sound of my voice. Be of good courage, for the Lord shall strengthen your heart. Be of good courage, for the Lord shall strengthen your heart. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. new day. It is a day of joy. It is a day of gladness. Therefore, Ancient of Days, be glorified. Be glorified. Yes. Be glorified. you to join me as we magnify the Lord this morning. I want us to give God the praise that is due unto his holy name, because certain things are going to happen on this altar this morning. It can only be God that in his mercy is going to attend to every case that is represented on this altar, because his compassion faileth not. I want you to, in your own heart, in your own way, express thanksgiving unto Jehovah, in whom you put your trust, the one who is a deliverer that will deliver quickly, speedily, the God that is mighty and gracious, our God that is loving and faithful, dependable, reliable God. Is tondenge custosi ilamongrosi ato ilabokustososia enge custososi. Beloved, tell him, I thank you because you never break your covenant. You are committed to your word. You are committed to your word. Thank you for your word that is forever settled in heaven concerning me. Thank you for heaven and earth shall pass away, but not an iota of your spoken word concerning me shall pass without being fulfilled. Lord, I thank you. Stay early, Brusosia. Aprondege custososie. Eso prondegi ke kutu soprondige custososia. Le engli custosi ila prondege custosa. Endo librusopondeli ke custososia. Ste le prondege custososi indrolaboso. Estombondege licrusoso prundo custososia. Ste la bongo shate. Holy Spirit, take a hold of me. Garrison my heart and my mind. Do not let me run ahead of myself this morning. Do not let me run ahead of you. Take a hold. Li ila bogustosi ila mangrasi arte. Lord, give divine order, order and sequence, Lord, to your doings on this altar, according to your will, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, there is somebody on this altar who will have to go back to the place where they used to walk. An opening will come for you in your previous place of work. I do not know whether that previous place of work is your last place, but you are going back to work in a familiar territory. But we are going to pray for you this morning, and this person is a man. But there were two men in that place. Two men. I see them. They were wearing, they look like consultants. And when I speak of one, one can be many people, whether a man or a woman will have to go back to work to a familiar territory. But there are two men wearing a white shirt, but they can't stop you. It would be impossible for them to stop you. They cannot block your way, because it is written, for the Lord has gone ahead of you opens the door and no man can shut it. Therefore, we will pray for you. I will take it one by one. And there is another situation very, very clear right now. Even as the Lord helped me to see this situation, I see that there is a person. And as I can see also, I can see that in this place, very clear, there is a person that will find themselves in a place. This person, two people, one has become some kind of head. There is one in this establishment who is holding a higher position than another. But they look to me as I see a secondary school building also. And I'm asking the Lord, what is this? Very clear that for you and for them, one was like a captain. At the time you were in school, captain of what, I do not know, but occupy some kind of leadership position in a season when you were in secondary school. I think the building I'm seeing is a secondary school. But I see one that occupied that position of leadership in the time past when you were students. But I see that the one as somebody else that is higher than him that occupy a higher position. But there is a connection between these two, and I see them that as much as they obstruct your comeback, as strong as they wanted, as much as they wanted to relegate you to a lower level, I see that it is impossible for them to achieve the result. I see references. I see things being pointed. The middleman who had at any point in time occupied some form of position in the school that you have been to, referencing the second man, he was like a middleman that you have to get to before you get to the higher man, who was not unfamiliar to you. But they are the Jericho walls that must come down for you to take your place. Because however they try, they cannot keep you under. Because Job 22:29, the word of the Lord says, when man said that there is a casting down, I will say there is a lifting up for me. And even as I speak on, the Lord will help me this morning. There is a woman that the Lord brought into my vicinity, into my vision right now, so that you know you are the one. You have a big shake. A big shake. Better they call it sunglasses. Sunglasses. This big shade is a black shade. Naturally, you have that thing. You have that shade. And when we begin to pray, you must pray as if you have never prayed before. If you are under your queen, you jump off that thing. Because this is how you will know that you are the one, because the Lord told me what we are dealing with where you are concerned. But beloved, you will know that your daughter has a similar pattern. There are traits that you have seen in her which is similar to you, to your experience, a daughter. But the Lord gave me a prayer that we are to pray. I will not repeat this again, but if you have come to this altar and you always pray under your queen, or you whisper in between your breath, or you do any which way, this day is not that day. When we take these prayers, you are to pray as if you have never prayed in your life before. And every evil pattern that you have gone through, that you have seen threats, you know that if care is not taken, what you are going through is what your daughter will go through. And the mercy of God is reaching out to you to rescue you and to rescue your daughter this morning. So it is not the time that you will, beloved, you will pray casually. Because every war that the enemy plotted so that they will say, like mother, like daughter, that evil word shall no longer take place in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Before we go on, we must take that employment, that business situation, and I'm going to come into laying down the scriptures that the Lord gave me in order to be able to take that thought scenario so that you pray it with all of your heart this morning. The word of the Lord has said before you, an open door which no man can shut. I have said before you, an open door which no man can shut. Paul would say that an effectual door has been opened unto him, but there are many adversaries. 1 Corinthians chapter number 16. Verse number 9. The truth of the matter is, against the expectation of the adversaries, God's word cannot be stopped. Beloved, they were unable to stop him from accessing the doors that God has opened to him. For he operated in wisdom. For a great and effective door, a wide door for effective service, has been opened to me, and there are many adversaries. I like NIV said, because a great door for effective work has opened to me, there are many who oppose me. So purpose and destiny was the reason why there were oppositions. The adversaries were rising so that it will not be able to fulfill the work. So those who are trying to withstand him, to stand against him and oppose him, they arose on the basis that once again an impact will be made that is visible to all men, that the star of Paul will shine, that Paul, beloved, will manifest God again. But they have little knowledge. That the God who created the great door for effective work is a great goal that cannot be opposed. The God who created the great door, the great opportunity, is a great God. That will remove and level every mountain and cause every valley to be exalted. He didn't create the door because we have the strength, but because He is our strength. Therefore, the key for its opening, which is the key of the kingdom, has been handed over to us. Revelation chapter number 3. And to the angel of the church of Philadelphia wrote, God, please. I pray God just brought somebody into my spirit. Beloved, the word of the Lord said, He who is holy, He who is true, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, and who shuts and no one opens. Said because you have a little power and have kept my word, you have not denied my name. That same God said, I have put before you an open door which no man, no one, no man, no devil, no demon, no satanic force, no human entity, no satanic demonic agent, no magician, no personality operating under occultic group, no Freemasonry. There is no personality operating under any covering of darkness. No death, no disease, no incident, no accident is permitted to stand against you. Because the door of that opportunity is open unto you. To deny a man of his right in the presence of the Most High God, it is not permitted. So defraud a man in his lawsuit of these things the Lord does not approve. So, Lamentations chapter number 3, verse 35 to 36 said, God does not allow anyone to take advantage of us or to deny us access to what God has ordained for us. But we must be ready to do something about it. The first two cases that I mentioned on this altar this morning, the word of the Lord said He has made room for you. Therefore, no man is permitted to stand in your way or deny you of what God has promised you. No man is permitted to deny you of access or prevent you from accessing the door, the opportunity, the job, your place, and your office that God has ordained for you. It is not permitted, and therefore this morning, you are going to take what God has done for you. He said, it is legitimately yours because the Lord gave it. Therefore, there is no human entity or devil that can keep you out. Therefore, I want us to lift up our voice and say to the Lord, whether God has given you access to an establishment, as some people are working against you to keep you out, whether your case is that personality that has to get a job for those that you are preventing him access, are familiar faces, personality known. What I saw, they look like consultants, they look like people that were dressed like consultants too, they were wearing white shirts. So it's not a job for winter. It is a job that you must get into now before we go into winter. Because they were not dressing for winter, because in winter nobody will wear just a shirt. They will put on a jacket. So we are going to take charge. And you are going to say to the Lord, you have set before me, my Father, an open door. No man shall shut it. No one shall shut it. You have set before me, my Father, a divinely open door. It's not based on my challenges. It's not based on my capacity. It's not based on my capability. It's not based on my eloquence. It is not based on what I know, who I know. It is based on you who opened the door for me. You have set before me in this summer a divinely open door to access my appointment. Let no devil stop me from accessing the opportunity that you have called mine. Ni elike custoso, se entru nanu custosia, ze prondega custoso sie, ezo prondega custoso, endega custoso sie, Run off, run off, run off, run off. One can be but over carpet. I see a speed and running off of the carpet under the feet of the individual. They roll it. So you are commanding, I roll you off on the pathway of my divine access to what God has ordained to me, ordained for me. Be rolled off, 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 be rolled off. The individual will be treated like a non-entity, a personality that cannot hold weight. Because you can't stand in the way of what God has ordained in the mighty name of Jesus. You cannot oppose. You cannot stand against those that God has stood for. So you are saying, today I command your recommendation. Every word that you say to oppose the prevalence, to stand in my way, I render it irrelevant. I command your eyes of our counsel fails. 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 I run off anyone standing to oppose any authority, any power, any personality, anyone born of a woman standing in the way of the legitimate access of any prevailer ordained by God, connected by God into this commission, any personality, power, or a thing standing to oppose, standing to block, standing to hinder us access to what God has prepared, preordained for us. We roll you off. We roll you off. We roll you off. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, it's upon the Kutolobosi Ito. Androlo Kusto Zosie. Esu Andole Ketusto Zosie. Esu Prundaga Kukuzozo. Endege Kwaso Zia. Ishtandalabasi Ike Kwaso. Whether it is a position that gives the individual's voices that made them to oppose or deny access to the door that God has opened, we write that position null and void. It shall be no more. It shall be no more. It shall be no more. Whatever platform of oppression any man is using to block my access to what God has ordained for me, I declare it null and void. 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 Le engegege libris oote. Endege custososia. Endege kosiate. Endege custososia. Le engle kukukuzososa. Endegegege libris osia. Endege custososia. Ishtanda da su ula bondruna oote. Inge kosahate. Beloved, I know you are saying the God of mercy is still the God of justice, and he judges wickedness and atrocities. And therefore, the Emma might have flourished for a season, but so that God will remove them. And the position of the Haman, the Mordecai has to take. Beloved, I have seen people going into a place that's happened to me personally, that those who does not want you access, they become people that lost their position and they have to work for you. And because they have to work for you, they can't stand it, so they leave quickly. They resign. It's not a story, it's the reality and the proof of God's word. That's why when you stand against somebody that have covenants, you are hurting yourself. Anyone that God make covenant with, anyone that stand against them is just hurting themselves. Anyone that has kingdom-mindedness, when you withstand them, Paul said that the door of an effective door was opened. Paul was not going there to go and execute his own mandate. He's a kingdom-minded person. And when you stand in the way of somebody who is kingdom-minded, you want to end up being hurt. I saw the carpet rolled off of that personality's feet. What was meant to be a green carpet was folded with speed. Because God's word said, Isaiah 41, verse 12, this is gone up into what I thought we would be doing today. But I am under divine order of God, even if it is a case for one to get to the bottom of it. The word of the Lord says, behold, see. Look, be sure. All those who are angered at you will be shamed and dishonored. Every one of them. They are raging against you to stop you access. Raging against you to deny you entry. Raging against you to keep you under. Raging against you to make themselves a middleman. I saw that man in the middle, referencing to another. That one is the higher authority, and they want to fence you out. Out of rage, they incense themselves against you. God's word says, they will be ashamed. That is their food, shame. They will be treated like a nonentity, dishonored. They made themselves to contend against someone that God is for. said, because they try it. They shall be as nothing. The remembrance of their position, their platform that gave them the voice, that gave them the power to resist the person that God is for, God said, it shall no longer be there. They will be as nothing and will perish. You will see those who quarrel with you, but you will not find them. Those who war against you, they will be as nothing. But beloved, it is important to see that God will take on anybody that take us on. Anyone that thought your situation must remain appalling. Anyone that thought I should continue to suffer. Anyone that actually think the prevailers must be denied, I'm talking about the prevailers who are God-minded and not selfish and self-centered. I'm talking about those who are ready to make God famous. I'm talking about kingdom-minded people of God. That is what Revelation chapter 3 is telling us. It's not for everybody. I know your needs. Behold, I have put before you an open door which no one can shut, because you have a little power. But you have kept my word and you have not denied my name. He said those who are synagogue of Satan, who said that they were Jews and are not, but lie, I will make them come and bow down at your feet and make them know that I have loved you. So their warfare, the people that were opposing them were in the same fold. Isaiah, they know the truth. He said, you will look for them, you won't find them. They've rolled up the carpet. Psalm 37, verse 35. I have seen a wicked and rootless man flourishing like a luxuriant native tree, but he soon passed away and was no more. Though I looked for him, he could not be found. When the wicked gain ground, it is waiting for a sudden terror that makes the wicked to lose its position. Because as long as the wicked is in power, when Idi Amin was in power, it tormented the whole nation. When the wicked is in power, nothing moves in favor of the righteous. Proverbs 28, verse 20. want, but he who shut his eyes will have many curses. When the wicked rise, men hide themselves. But when they perish, that is when the righteous increases. Whenever the wicked rise to power, everyone has to hide their face. And the wicked are the people that wants to prevent the righteous from accessing what God has ordained for them. Therefore, God has given them warnings. And the cause of this, I have seen the same thing three times. So it means you are not to be careless and watch your life like a movie. God is saying, I put authority in your hand. He said, I give you the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you disallow is disallowed. Whatever you allow is allowed. So when God rolled the carpet on the feet of the wicked, and so that they lose the platform that they are operating from, that make them to resist the righteous. Proverbs 29:1, whoever remains thief naked after many rebukes will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man rules, people groan. You are going to say, any wicked personality given a place on any platform or given a role, a privilege, or an opportunity resisting and opposing my divine access to a platform of destiny given to me by God. What are you waiting for? The Lord rebuke you today. After the order of heaven, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. After the order of heaven, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you today. After the order of heaven, the Lord rebuke you today. After the order of heaven, the Lord rebuke you today. After the order of heaven, the Lord rebuke you today. After the order of heaven, the Lord rebuke you today. After the order. Don't you get it? God does not mix and Eman keeps saying, it's okay, however, we can pull and get to the bottom of this. That is how far we will go. Emma was raging against Mordecai. The king really does not know that there was enmity between Haman and Mordecai. So Haman never spoke right. He had never spoken for Mordecai. Apart from making illegal recommendation to the king. There are recommendations that sounded right, but as an undertone of wickedness, crookedness that wants a Mordecai to remain against man, Ika, wickedness. There are recommendations that says Mordecai must not rise. If it was not meant to rise alone, but its recommendation was to displace him, remove him, and wipe him out. Whenever Emma passes through the door and met the Mordecai at the gate, Mordecai is sorrowful. The wicked is in power. Everyone hide their face. Going to work and one person making you sorrowful. And this person has the authority to speak for you, but was speaking against you. But little did Haman know that it will soon expire, that the same evil that he has, beloved, a lot of warning. His own wife told him that on jealous Shuare, that even this Mordecai is of the tribe of the Jew. He said he is of the tribe of the Jew. Don't try. Because if you don't back up, you will soon be history. He said you will fall and there shall be no end to your fall. There shall be no end to the fall of the wicked. He said there shall be no end to Haman's fall. But he had the warning. But beloved, he insisted. On continuing to do wickedness. So until he was no more, the righteous does not have an opportunity to take their place. Mordecai took his place. Therefore, God's word is not conflicting. Until God removes them, he cannot put a Mordecai where it belongs. Therefore, for the second case that I mentioned this morning, desire. I agree with God against you. You shall be no more. Your place I will take after the order of Mordecai and Haman. Bekustos the Antol of Ruzaate. Esther chapter number 8, verse 5. Beloved, Haman took over the position of the one that was standing against him. Usopion de Gekustoso. The Ethru Nuguzaza. And the Lavasi Ike Kwazo. On de Gekustoso. And the Gekustoso Zie. Ezoto on Trunununososia. Le Angle Kugusososa. The Ebruda Gakustoso Zie. And the Gekustosia. And the Gekustoso. And the Gekustosia. In Lopron de Gekustoso Zie. And the Gekustoso Zie. And the Gekustoso. And the custosie, and the custosose, and the librusosia, and the custosie, and the custoso, and the librusosie, mengostosote, and the librusosie, and the quasoso prondege custosia, in the labososia. And the Gekalibrusosie, and the Gekustoso, and the Gekalibrusosia, in the Lobosahate. Esther chapter number 5, verse 14. After he had said to Sheresh his wife, that even though Esther invited him and the king to come and dine at the banquet table, they gave you an opportunity that has never happened before. He said, all of this avails me nothing so long as I see Mordecai, the Jew, sitting at the king's gate. Why are you so wicked? There are people who are never satisfied. Give them anything, they are never satisfied. Beloved, because they still do not want some other people to rise. You can make them anything, put any crown on their head. It's called envious witchcraft. He said, even though you are next in line to the king, how can you stand against man? But please, oh boy. You have a great opportunity as someone that just have an opportunity to open the door, just a doorkeeper. But you are the one sitting in the boardroom. As somebody who there is such a gap between your revenue and their revenue, between your wages and their wages. And those people are the people that actually opened the door for you on a day-to-day basis, that gave you an opportunity. Because if the gate man closed the gate, you can't access. No, the building, not to talk of you actually becoming the armor bearer of the king. Thoughtless men and women. And you are saying, this man is still doing the gate man. He knows he's bigger than that. He knows what is capable of doing. But then you are still thinking that the house they built for you is not enough. The big chair that you are given is not enough unless you see the gate man taking off. already been able to have that little revenue that keep him on the job. You said until you remove them, God will remove you in a hurry. He said, but the feast, but the favor, but the opportunity meant nothing to him because it was after one man. You will pray one prayer in a moment, but your spirit man must understand. This is a man that has risen, that wants to prevent others from rising. And Haman is a man that already has a name and a fame and believed that he had already gotten what he wanted for. But he does not want the Mordecai, a man that is kingdom-minded, a man that raised an Esther, that picked a nobody, and give that girl an offer. It turned things around for that person. Beloved, a man that understands that an Esther must be in the palace for the Jews' interest to be preserved. A man that was not ashamed of making a personality that he does not know, as that it was not a biological daughter, and said, I will raise this for the kingdom. And you can't oppose that kind of man. You will be endangering yourself. A man that makes God's business is business. A woman that makes God's business their business. And you want to oppose them, it is impossible. God said, I will take on all that takes those people on. I will fight their battle. I will contend with those who contended with them. And I will save their children. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Zeresh told him. Because he said in the proportion of happiness and revenues, what Mordecai is getting is absolutely small. It is like a somebody occupying a position in an organization. Well rated, but yet a little supplier that is supplying popcorn. That just come and bring their popcorn. You block them. You are getting paid on a monthly basis. That woman's popcorn is the only business she knows to feed her family and to feed every other person connected to her and to do what is right in the house of the Lord. And you are saying you want to block it? That is too much. It is a too wrong step to take. Because seeing a Mordecai at the gate, the Jews are confident that their interest is preserved. And you want to block it. Beloved, Luke, verse number 10. He left where he had an offer. That he had an Esther and said, I want a feast where a man will come with the king He went out that day joyfully with a glad heart. But when Haman saw Mordecai in the king's gate, it is the spirit of the devil that will make you to see somebody else and you are sad. He saw, he was joyful until he met Haman at the gate, until he met Mordecai on his job. Was still doing the right thing. And that he did not stand or tremble before him. He was filled with indignation against Mordecai. His joy was only for a short moment. When you see people and you are so angry and you lose your joy, you need to know that another thing is reigning inside of your heart. He called his friend, "I have become so big." Nevertheless, Haman restrained himself and went home. And he sent and called for his friends and his wife Sheresh. Haman told them of his great riches. You are all that. The multitude of his children. Magbon. If you have all of this happening for you, so why are you still sad? Everything in which the king had promoted him, illegitimate, illegal promotion, taking the place of another. He said the king has promoted him. When you don't work anything, you are using other people's star to shine. How he advanced him above all the officials as servants of the king, whether by juju or by magic, whichever way, whether by trying to outsmart everybody, he can talk about all of these things. He was advancing while others were being reduced. He was advancing at the expense of the gatesman. He was so completely elated himself. And he said, now he has asked me to come and dine with his special queen, Esther. But he said, the man, what you have to know is that when Haman boasted of his great riches, Mordecai has nothing. It was what he sees was poverty. When he boasted of many children, they are the things that Mordecai does not have. You will see that Mordecai never had a child. No child was associated to Mordecai. No children. It was boasting of promotion. Mordecai has no promotion. He has done the same job. Sit like Pastor Ellen. Voice gone every day. Coming here. Beloved, but yet Haman is sad. No physical promotion. But Paul says, though our outward man perishes, our inner man is renewable day by day. It looks to the physical man is the same business, doing the same thing, answering the same accountant name, and sitting in the same office, running out and scattered everywhere. No remuneration. But then the airman that carries the spirit of the devil it was promoted. great riches, advance at the expense of other people's stagnation. Beloved, he said all of this was nothing unless he see a man that was managing to survive, but was still loyal, was still faithful. Even when he entered the job, he still goes there. He gets and sits and he gets and wipes away, rubs his own hand on his own eye, on his own face, and say, I am here now, I have to do what is right, even though it's awesome. He said his gaze on his assignment, even when he can do better. I'm talking about the second scenario. But the man that seated on the throne that Mordecai was meant to have was his own oppressor. Beloved, he said even all of this promotion, great riches and everything is nothing. The balloon of his joy, his bubble busted because he was raging against the innocent. Do you know that there are believers like Haman? They can even be on this altar this morning. So if you are an Haman, God is warning you again, it is time to repent so that you don't bust yourself. But if anybody externally to this commission is perpetuating evil and operating as an airman against the prevailers, their bubble will bust. There is no doubt about it. Their bubble will burst. When the Mordecaias are God-minded, beloved people, when the Mordecaias are not living just for now, but they are living for eternity, the word of the Lord is worth all. If you are so dissatisfied, then go and prepare a gallows and in the morning suggest to the king that Mordecai be hanged on his kilo day. Prepare a gallows, suggest that Mordecai be hanged on it. Then go merrily with the king to the banquet. Kiloshe. Seres was planning an assassination. Of the righteous. Not only were they planning for him to die, what they are saying is that he will no longer have access to the gate. It means an end of opportunity, however little. It means an end of revenue, however small. It means you cannot tell the king to get rid of Mordecai without you saying that Mordecai has done something. Nobody has ever made a decree that they should go and ask somebody without having an accusation against that individual. That is a demonic accusation. And the devil is the accuser of the brethren. Father, wait for me. Until we see God's word, we won't know how to deal with the matter. It said to him, go and do just that which is wickedly wicked. Beloved, chapter number 7, God made him to commit a crime. The spirit of error came upon him. Your Mordecai must make a mistake that will cause his bubble to burst, that will cause his balloon of joy to explode, that will cause his joy to expire. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, beloved, Esther said, the man, the enemy, is this wicked Haman. The one who wants to kill me, destroy me, and annihilate me and my people. For we have been sold, my people and I, to be destroyed, to be killed, and to be annihilated. Beloved, that is a lot of jobs gone. That is a lot of revenue gone. That is a generation of people wasted. It said he has sold as male and female slaves. I would, if he has done us as a slave, I think we can get a job. Beloved, but he said, if what he sent us to do is to bring us down from wherever we are, he said that is okay, but he wants to rid us of our life, of our destiny, of our opportunity. So when we take this prayer, it can be one prayer or two prayers you pray with your heart. And he said, error came upon him, he grabbed Esther and wanted to appeal, don't expose me. That is why the Haman must be exposed. And beloved, he made the biggest mistake. And one of the king's inner said, look, the gallows 50 cubits high, and which Haman made for Mordecai, who spoke good of the king, behalf is standing at the house of Haman. He created a grave inside of his own house. Don't you think it's the one that we enter into it? Innocent. So when I'm talking about the carpet being rolled, and we are talking about the person who is that middle personality, it is a personality that is saying, little that you have is not enough. That even what you have, it will still block it. Beloved, think three times. God is saying it's time for judgment. Therefore, we will pray three prayers, and I think the third case we will take up tonight when we come back by the grace and mercy of the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We are going to say, this morning, you are going to say, every aim accumulating riches, every aim promoted, every heaven that is advancing, every heaven that boasts of its achievements, illegal achievement at the expense of my life, of my destiny. What are you waiting for? Be exposed. Be judged. 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 Every hammer rising at the expense of my rising. Every hammer promoted when I'm demoted or stagnant. Every hammer achieving when I'm underachieved as a Mordecai. Every illegal achievement, every illegal growth, every illegal progress, every illegal riches accrued, acquired, accumulated by any amen at the expense of my divine destiny and my divine life given to me by God, be exposed, be judged, be exposed, be judged, be exposed, be judged, be exposed, be judged, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, the oppression of Haman is quite clear. All he's saying is that he's afraid. He knows what Mordecai is capable of becoming. He knows with that man that has integrity. He knows with that man that is loyal. With that man that is selfless, that was not self-centered. The man that was at the gate was still defending the cause of the king. But this is a psychopath personality that has no interest in ordinary king, not to talk of the King of Kings. Has no interest in the kingdom because every establishment needs a gate man. Is unsatisfied that the right person, beloved, the gate man is a man that stands in a position of risk. Most often than not, because when that establishment is invaded, they are the first person who stand at risk. Beloved, because when a robber comes, they prevent them from entry. When the right personality comes, they can be beneficial to the organization, they open the door. They are the first watchmen that will sign something good coming and say, yes, bring it on. They are the first personality that will say, what was coming is not right, so you cannot access. So every establishment needs such gate man. The gate man is the interface of the organization to the outside world. The gate man is the interface, beloved, even for everyone in the establishment from coming. They are like, beloved, the main man that can decide a closure or an opening, access or non-access to anybody. So they cannot be doing their job. You cannot be doing your job. And for a Mordecai that doesn't know what happens again, outside the world, just, beloved, only benefit from the clients that have come in, only benefit, get a reward on the sales that were made. Only benefit from the stocks and the shares because the company is still trading. Only benefit from those that the gate man has opened the gateways to come and do business. And then the one that stands at that door that make it happen, you now said, I want to read that person out. Beloved, it is not on. Heaven is against it. Therefore, you must be against it. It's not feeling sad or feeling sorry. It's not pitying yourself that is the answer. His wife advised him that not only should Mordecai be removed, but that it should be no more. His wife is a partner. His wife is the closest man to him. A woman to him. That was the voice that he hears. And they advised Haman to go the next level of wickedness in order to waste the life, the opportunity, the destiny of Mordecai. Therefore, you are saying, any illegal personality, whether they are human beings or their voices, that has advised an Haman to rid me of my place in destiny and in life, and the entity advising an Haman to add to my trouble and to displace me, both the series of life and the spiritual series, and the Haman of life and the spiritual Haman, what are you waiting for? Be buried in the gallows that you have dug for me, for my business, for my career, for my ministry, for my marriage. Be buried in it. Be buried in the gallows of wasted, for gallows of death that you have dug for me. Be buried therein. Be buried therein. Be buried therein. Be buried therein. Be buried therein, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Be buried in any gallows dug by me to displace me, to waste my destiny, to waste my life, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Here is the word of the Lord, he said. He said, recommend to the king that he be buried in that grave. That is destiny there going down. That is opportunity going down. That is life of a man recommended to be wasted. Beloved, but every suggestion of evil that they make brought back a backfire on them. Therefore, you have said every evil suggestion of the enemy that was of Haman and his wife, Zeresh, that they have come up with and they have raised against my rising, against my advancement, against my opportunity. Let it backfire on them. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let it backfire. Let it backfire on them. Let it backfire on them. Let it backfire on them. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, beloved, you and I have to see something from the word of the Lord. You will see that those decisions were not made in the office. Those decisions are decisions that are made over beer. Those decisions are decisions that were made in the pub. Those decisions are decisions that were made, beloved, among those they call their own. Those decisions, they were made under the darkness. They were not made in the visible operational platform. Beloved, they were made outside of the establishment of King Ahasuerus. They were made at home. It doesn't matter. Any evil decision made in any home, in any organization, under the covering of darkness, by any personality, to see me, to see the prevalence go down, sosia. Endegegeke libru sosie. Endegeke custo sosie. Endege custo sosia. Endege custo sosie. Endege kundolo prosiate. Endege custo sosia. Istandege libru sosie. Endege custo sosia. Ondege custo sosie. Illo baba custo sosie. Beloved, it backfired on him. It backfired on him because the king said, let that gallows that he digged in his place, in his own house, and it become a burying place for himself and his wife. And therefore, himself and all that party with him, they were wasted because they have an hidden agenda. And not only were they wasted, the Lord, everything that was preventing a Mordecai from accessing the riches, the promotion, the advance, beloved, God favored Mordecai and favored Esther, those who stand. Mordecai said, don't you know? God must have put you, Esther, in the kingdom for such a time like this. God said, those who honor me, I will honor. He gave shame. He shamed a man, but honor was given to Mordecai and Esther. Mordecai was dressed in purple, in royal apparel, blue and white. They put a crown of gold and a garment of fine linen and purple, and the city of Shushan rejoiced and was glad. One man at his reign, others were sad. But another man came to power. A godly man came to power. The city was joyful. The Jews, they had light and gladness and joy and honor in every province and the city. Wherever the king's command and decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a holiday. Beloved, then many of the people of the land became Jews, because fear of the Jews fell upon them. When the Christians, when they triumph, when the Christians are progressive, when the Christians are promoted, when people that are kingdom-minded, when they receive the proof of their prayer, others will say, those who know your story, when the Haman relegates the Mordecai to the gate, when they see your promotion, they will want to become believers. Those who saw you continuing to follow God, even when you were maltreated, when you were opposed, and you have not given up, they will witness your testimony that will say, I want to serve a God like yours. Beloved, when they saw the hand of the Lord upon Daniel and all the three men in Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar made a decree, everyone must bow to their God. Therefore, as we run up this morning, you have said, my Father, by the covenant of your mercy, repair and restore my dignity, my position, my star. Lord, repair every damage done to my life, to my destiny, to my opportunities. By the embers and the shares of life, do something today that will cause men to fear you. Bless me, promote me, establish me in destiny. chastising. They will see me in my uprising. Those who have known me in my zero moment, they will know that it pays to follow God. It's upon us. Those who have mocked at me, laughed at me. Those who have ridiculed me at the gate, let them come to bow to the name of Jesus. It's upon those who saw the man in between the journey from home and the beautiful gates of the temple. They have nothing to sit in a stagnated position. Beloved, every day they jump in there. When they saw him arose and he begins to leap and walk and praise God, they knew that that was that man that occupied the same position for 38 years. They knew that that was that man who has never been able to rise before beyond the point where they dumped him. Those who knew a Mordecai that knows that he was a gate man for as long as Emma was in force. When the story changed, beloved, they said, we want to serve a God like him, a God like his son, because unless they see, they cannot believe. Say to the Lord, Lord, let those, all God that have known me in my downsizing, Lord, see my uprising, and connect with the God that I serve in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Le ecusosia o soprondege custo, soprendege custo zosie, el soprondege custo zosie, indaga custo zosie, el laborondege custo zosie. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I speak into every and any broken body, anyone sick this morning, Abiodu Onoderu, Pastor Yemi Oladele, I speak this morning to Akin Bukola, I speak into Sarah Corona, Brother Dare, I speak into Caroline, I speak into Tivana, I speak into Sheia, Turu Sheia Shende, I speak this morning into Edward's life, I speak this morning into Adefemi's life, anyone that is sick of any form of ailment, I speak into the life of anyone that has diabetes, anyone that has high blood pressure, I command in the name of the Lord Jesus, any sickness in your body be swallowed up in the mighty name of Jesus by the fire of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, for he has the fire and the blade, it will thoroughly purge his floor. And your body is the temple of God. The Spirit of the Lord dwelleth in you. Therefore, any disease or infirmity assigned to defile, to destroy your body, they are destroyed today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I declare that as those who know you in your sick state, they will yet see you in your wellness state, in your wholeness state, in your recovery state, in your restoration back to health, and they will celebrate your God in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Therefore, the testimonies that will cause all men to know that your God is a healer, is Jehovah Rapha, is your Savior, to what will make men to know that God is a God that does, that made possible what man consider impossible. I command it to supernaturally happen for you now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, he sent forth his word and heal our land and deliver us from all our oppression. Therefore, I command your healing. I decree your wellness. I enforce your restoration in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. For the Lord shall restore health unto you and heal you of your wound. Therefore, my Father, I thank you for testimonies of successful interviews. I thank you for testimonies of a comeback at work. I thank you for testimonies, Lord, that you have taken the battle and you have fought. You have taken the battle on against the wicked in the favor of the righteous. I thank you, my Father, for the victory that overcomes the world is in us, even our faith in the Lord Jesus. I give you praise for the testimonies, even in immigration situations. I give you praise, my Father, for testimonies, even of new employment, of secure contracts. I thank you for testimonies that begins to find expression even from now and forevermore. Thank you, my Father, because you have set before us an open door that no man can shut. Therefore, you will defend our cause and secure our Lord. Thank you for establishing every decree that has been made in your hearing this morning, as you have led and instructed and guided, even by your Spirit. Therefore, unto you, the Ancient of Days, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, my God, who is at work in me, both to will and to do of his good pleasure, my God, the answerer when we call. Therefore, as we depart from this altar, you begin to unravel every mystery that ought to be known, even concerning us, our destiny, your plan, and your purposes for our lives, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, we dedicate tonight before you, even as we return, we receive divine grace to press between the porch and the altar, Lord, to decree as you give unto us the spirit of supplication, Lord, and as you cause our petition to be presented in your hearing, able to be answered by you. Lord, I ask that you will cover everyone from the leader to the members with the blood of Jesus, and no good thing shall be withholden from us and our household in the mighty name of the Lord. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall yet return tonight with everlasting joy upon our head. We will obtain gladness and joy, and none is permitted to sorrow in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, our God, for we have prayed in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, my Father, in that scenario of like mother, like daughter, in the mighty name of Jesus, I command a freedom now and forever in the name of Jesus. Wherever there is a tie down in any location, that location where they make the mother and the daughter to be tied down, I command it to be located by thunder and by fire, and that the release of the righteous is instantaneous and it takes place now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, my Father, I thank you for taking the battle on and for defending our cause and securing our lot in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have prayed. Amen. 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 Amen.